Protests in South Africa targeted the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Youth leader Julius Malema wants more key industries nationalized, and he wants government and business to create jobs. More than 50% of South African youth between 18 and 25 are jobless, as in most of Africa. When he has made such demands before, stock prices here have dropped. Noah Greenhill, the exchange's head of marketing, says such political debate doesn't make markets unsound.
The U.S. have people saying stuff that is vehemently against what the president of the or the party of the day says. And nobody goes, well, you know, we can't invest in America because so-and-so is vehemently opposed to what is being said by the ruling party and our president.
African exchanges do struggle because of weak currencies and slow foreign investments in a tough world economic climate. There are other problems. Some economists say there may be too many exchanges in sub-Saharan Africa, with more than 20, and many have limited hours. Still, Greenhill says it is a mistake to ignore Africa with its growing middle class and rich resources.
It is the land of opportunity. Look at the telecommunications companies. Look at the banking services. You know, it's those kinds of business, retail, those kinds of businesses where there's huge opportunity here. Make no mistake, there's risk. But there's risk in doing business in Greece, in Portugal, in Italy, in Ireland, in Spain.
The world's fastest growing economy this year is Ghana, topping 13%. Growth like that, Greenhill and other market experts say, can outweigh the problems Africa's stock markets face. Nico Klumbens, VOA News, Washington.